Blog Talk Radio.
Cause
archive of this broadcast, you can do so on the website. Now, we do need your funds. I'm trying to come back to you for the full hour and a half broadcast. Right now, I only get 30 minutes, and it costs $400 a year if this was paid right up front. Monthly is $40 a month, and so I am praying that God will lay it on someone's heart to be able to pay for the whole year, $400 for the whole year, or a few of you that's able to pay maybe the $40 a month, so we can come back to you live via hour and a half or up to 2 hours. Last year we were able to do that. We did have some live broadcasts with other people on, and in order to do that and not have to rush the time, we do need your support. Many online ministries or radio broadcasts, whether it's AM, FM, Sirius, or actually online, they are funded by the listeners, and so this broadcast is no different. So if this broadcast has truly been a blessing to you, and you want to continue being able to get more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end time, please go to my website at www.itsfinished.com. That's www.itsfinished.com. Click on the donate button. It'll take you securely to PayPal, and PayPal handles it from there. All right, before we continue on, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all throughout the world, being killed by different terrorist organizations just because they are Christians. We want to keep them lifted up in prayer and never allow them to be too far from our thoughts and our minds, and especially in our daily prayers. All right, we're going to go on with today's broadcast because, our time is short. Walmart is being sued for allegedly adding wood pulp to its Walmart's Great Value Parmesan cheese. That's right. There's shreds of wood pulp that's been added to Walmart's Great Value Parmesan cheese. Can you say they're trying to give their customers an earthly flavor? Okay, so the thing we always know to do is before you eat anything, say your prayers over your food, because you don't know what's in the food. You don't know who's handled the food. You don't know what agents. We know GMOs and chemicals and other things are being added to food, but I'm talking about the things that we don't even know that's being put in the food. You need to always make sure that you say a word of prayer to bless the food and ask God to take out any impurities, any poisons, anything that is not supposed to be in your food. And we are not beavers. We do not eat wood, okay? So this is absolutely unacceptable from Walmart. Moving on. Baptist pastor was shot and killed by his brother on Sunday during services at his Dayton, Ohio church. The pastor was 70 years old and his brother was 68 years old. His brother is said to have just walked up to where the pastor was standing and just opened fire on him, and the pastor is dead. This lets us know that we are living in the last days. The Bible tells us that there's going to be son against father, mother against daughter. Jesus said that your own enemies will be that of your own household. And in this case, we see a brother against brother. Where did this first start? It started in the Bible with Cain and Abel being the first two brothers in the Bible, but then Cain killed Abel. So again, this is of the devil. So we want to keep that family in prayer. And it also lets you know, even as leaders, you got to be ready to meet your maker. You never know when your time is up. So I pray that this pastor was right with the Lord. Moving on. Officer in Virginia was doing her first shift of duty when she was killed. The young officer had some achievements. She had just joined the police force, was doing her first her first day of duty when she was killed. So let's always keep in prayer our people, our service, our peace officers in blue. I know people, a lot of people saying, oh, well, you got so many police that are doing wrong. Let me tell you something. I believe you have way more police that are doing the right thing. It's just that a lot of attention gets put on the ones that are not. You know, it's kind of like when you're in school and a lot of attention gets put on the class clown more so than the ones who are actually doing the right thing. Okay, why? Because the class clown attracts all the attention. So in this case, it's the same way where you have a lot of cops who are doing very good things. You know what? And I love doing things for people. The other week, I was in a store, and I had seen a cop that was, you know, sitting outside the store, outside the store in his car, and so, you know, I got him a case of tea. A case of tea, and I took it to him, and I told him thank you, and I just shared it with his comrades. And so, you know, he put a smile on his face, and he told me thank you. And sometimes if you see a cop sitting outside in a car or something, do something nice for them, because you never know. Those cops put their lives at risk in harm's way just to protect you. And people always talk about cops this, cops that, but then they're the first ones that you call when you're in trouble or you need some help. So, you know, show some appreciation to our peace officers. You know, yeah, there's some the bad apples, but then you got so many that are laying down their lives, putting their lives on the front. You know, they don't know who they're walking up to when they're going up to a car. You know, they're putting their lives on the risk. They're putting their lives at risk every single day, and let's keep them lifted up in our prayers. Moving on, Netanyahu says that our red line stands. He says that Iranian terror state on Golan cannot use ceasefire to build up its military assets along the Golan Heights. So Netanyahu is speaking out against Iran, who is supposedly building up their military artillery along the Golan Heights, and Netanyahu is saying that it's unacceptable. They're not going to use that ceasefire as a way to build up the artillery, because then it puts Israel in danger. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as David said. Now, we know there's not going to be peace in the Middle East, but we're still supposed to pray God's peace on the city of or the nation of Israel. Moving on, half of Florida residents, this is an article that says half of Florida residents, a third of them, think that Ted Cruz might be the Zodiac killer. Okay, I believe Ted Cruz is too young to be the Zodiac killer, but they had an article comparing him where he looks like the Zodiac killer. However, we do have some killers in government. We have Hillary Clinton being with the Benghazi scandal. We have Obama with the Benghazi scandal, and who knows if he had this Chief Justice killed. We don't know. It's alleged. We don't know. We don't know. Speculation. Just throwing it out there, okay? I didn't say he did. I'm just saying it's mighty suspicious that this Chief Justice died, and just in great timing for Obama to elect a new one in office. And he's not hesitating on doing it. He's making it known that he is going to do exactly that. All right, moving on. Ku Klux Klan rally in Anaheim erupts in violence. 3 are stabbed and 13 arrested. 3 people were stabbed and 13 were arrested when a Ku Klux Klan rally in Anaheim erupted in violence, Saturday police said. A small group of people representing the Klan had announced that it will hold a rally at Pearson Park at 1:30 p.m., police said. By 11 a.m., several dozen protesters had showed up to confront the Klan. About an hour later, several men in black garb with Confederate flag patches arrived in an SUV near the edge of the park. Fighting broke out moments after Klan members exited the vehicles. Some of the protesters could be seen kicking a man whose shirt read, Grand Dragon. Okay, and then other people were stabbed, and there was bleeding on the ground and crying, and there was a mess. All right, let me say this. First of all, we know the history of the Ku Klux Klan. So, you know, we know the history, the lynchings, the cross burnings. We know about that. Okay, when we're protesting, we still want to be peaceful protesting. So unless they're doing something to us, we don't want to do anything to them, okay? Only in self-defense should you do something. We don't go out and attack. I don't know who did the attacking but these protesters obviously attacked them. Now, I know some people say it was due justice. I'm not going to say it wasn't. I'm just saying is that we want to be peaceful protesters. All right, do we agree with KKK? No. However, we have to be careful because there's already tension in race relations here in America. Every time you turn around, there's some kind of tension, whether it's Black Lives Matter, KKK, Al Sharpton, Farrakhan, all these people that's bringing up newscasters, Hollywood, making a mockery out of racial tensions. And we don't need racial tensions to go back to the 60s, okay? God wants us to be in unity, not division. Now, we know that when racial tensions happen, it is of the devil, okay? But we don't want to participate in going backwards, all right? So we need to stop this. Another thing people have to realize is that you might not like what someone say, but in America right now, our liberties are being taken. Our freedom of speech is being taken. Our freedom of expression is being taken. Therefore, you might not like what the KKK have to say, but as long as they're not going around burning any crosses and lynching people, as long as they're just talking, leave it at that, okay? Because when you impede on someone else's freedom of speech, then you also causing what's going to be a violation of your very own. So that goes both ways, all right? So we can't claim that we want freedom of speech and don't allow others, even if they're saying something that we don't like. Okay, moving on. Why are people creating hundreds of places of refuge all over America? I'm not going to be able to read this whole article, but all over the United States, cities of refuge are being created. Now, Michael Snyder says, I don't mean vast areas of land that can hold hundreds of thousands or millions of people. Rather, I'm talking about much smaller places of refuge that can accommodate dozens or hundreds of people. In a few cases, he says he knows of places that of refuge that will be able to take in thousands of people, but that is about as big as they get. There are individuals all across America who have specifically felt called to build communities where large numbers of people will be able to gather when society totally collapses. So why is this happening? Why do so many people feel such an urgency to create cities of refuge that will presumably never be used if we don't ever see a full-blown societal breakdown? Okay, I'm not going to continue that article. We're going to talk about that in more detail on Wednesday broadcast because I don't have time to go through the whole article, but people are building bunkers and getting ready for something. And people know, they don't know when or what's exactly going to happen, but they know something is going to happen, all right? New York Times whitewash confirms Obama shipped weapons to Libyan jihadists. This is from TrueNews.com. It says a report published by the New York Times confirms President Barack Obama worked with Hillary Clinton to ship weapons to jihadists in Benghazi. Can you say both of them need to be up under the jail? Let's move on. It says in the whitewash piece titled Hillary Clinton, Smart Power and a Dictator's Fall, New York Times writers Joe Becker and Scott Shane released a few interesting items, including quotes from the administration and State Department's officials and a Libyan rebel commander regarding Clinton and Obama's covert arms dealing operation in Libya. From the article, the New York Times said that President Obama ultimately took her side, according to the administration officials who described the debate. After he signed a secret document called a presidential finding approving a covert operation, a list of approved weaponry was drawn up. The shipments arranged by the United States and other Western countries generally arrived through the port of Benghazi and airports in eastern Libya, a Libyan rebel commander said. Included in the list of approved weaponry signed off by Obama, one State Department official told New York Times that there were Humvees, counter-battery radar, and TOW missiles that were sent. This official noted that we, the State Department, were definitely giving them lethal assistance. We crossed that line. Now, if anyone has any questions as to should Hillary Clinton be able to run for president, the answer is no. She should be in jail. Obama should be removed from office for treason. We do not arm jihadists. We do not arm terrorists. This is treason. I don't have time to go through this whole article. This is why we need your financial support, people, so we can extend the time, because I would try to go in depth in this article, and I don't have time to go through this article because I only get 30 minutes. But I will try to come back to this article again on Wednesday. This is sad that our government is arming jihadists, Hillary Clinton and Obama. What is going on here? Why aren't they in jail? Why aren't they on trial for treason? If this was any other person, they would be under the jail. All right? So you had, when we already knew things was being shipped in Benghazi, Obama and Hillary Clinton having weaponry shipped to jihadists while they're claiming that there's a fight against terrorists. They were arming the terrorists and still are arming the Syrian rebels who are actually terrorists, who are actually ISIS. Crooks in our government. North Korea publicly humiliates a U.S. student. An American student held in North Korea since early January was detained for trying to steal propaganda slogan from his Pyongyang hotel and has confessed to severe crimes against this. Okay, they had this young boy crying that's been held in North Korea, saying that he stole some propaganda. Stole some things that belong to North Korea, and we don't know if this is true because they cannot be trusted. They make people sign statements, false confessions to things that never happened. So did he actually do it? We don't even know. We can't trust what they say no more than we can trust what our government says. The last article I'm going to go over real quick is a Muslim woman in Moscow displays a severed child's head at the train station. A woman in Moscow has been detained after parading a child's head near a train station. She is identified as 38-year-old Gangara Babaklova, a babysitter who has been working for the child's family for a year, according to Sputnik News. The woman was dressed in black and shouted, "I am a terrorist," and "Allah Akbar," during the ordeal, threatening to blow herself up when she was apprehended by police. "Aluha Akbar" is the same phrase shouted by Muslim terrorists during November attacks in Paris. "The end of the world is coming in a second. I am your death," she yelled, as reported by Reuters. "I hate democracy." The body of the child was found in Moscow apartment Monday after the building had been set afire. Apparently, the woman waited for the parents and an older child to leave before committing the murder. So this woman was babysitting this child for a year, and then she killed the child. The girl was identified as Natasha, if I'm pronouncing her name right, and they authorities believe she is 3 or 4 years old. The mother was taken to the hospital after she fell unconscious when she learned the news. Let's pray for that family. So this woman was walking around the train station with this child's severed head. Can we say we're living in the last days? I want to go to the Bible, Matthew 13, when Jesus talks about the parable of the sower. And he says, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear." The disciples came to him and asked, Why do you speak to people in parables? He replied, The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and whoever will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, when what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not understand. God, Jesus was saying here, the reason I speak in parables, the disciples were saying, why can't you just come out and just say what you mean? Well, Jesus was saying, because a lot of people don't understand. So he spoke to them in terms and stories, just like a child. You speak to a child in their language with something that they understand. So this is what Jesus was saying, is that I speak to them in the way that they understand. He was like, you understand, but they don't. And so he goes on to say that in them is filled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understand. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and then turn, and I will heal them. Jesus is saying here is that you have people that, you know, you're giving them the word, but then they refuse to hear. They see, but then they want to be blind. And you have people like that today that you tell them the word, you give them what God is saying, they're like, no, it's not that way. I don't want to know it. I don't want to know the truth. I don't want to hear the truth. I want to be blind. I want to be led. I want to be, you know, misdirected. And that's why in the Bible Jesus says, you know, that in the Bible it says that they will be turned over to a reprobated mind because they refused the truth. They didn't want to know the truth. You got a lot of people that refuse to understand that we're living in the last days. They think that, oh, times are going to get better. Things are going to be, we're going to have better days ahead. Oh, God doesn't really mean what he says when he says that the world is going to be like Noah and the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah. They don't really believe that. Oh, you know, no, God didn't really mean what he said. You know, things are going to be happy times. While Trump is going saying that make America great again, America is not going to be great again. America's best days are behind. Why? Because the Bible let us know so. In Revelation 18, it talks about Babylon, mysterious Babylon. Who's that mystery? The mystery is United States of America. Babylon, that great city, that woman, that wicked woman that allowed everyone to drink out of the cup of her adulteries. Okay, this is America, and America has become an adulterous nation and has other nations drinking out of the cup of her wrath. And this is causing God to say, okay, you refuse me, so therefore I'm going to allow judgments to come, one after the other after the other. But see, even in judgment, God is calling for restoration. But will America be restored to the great power that she used to be? No. We're seeing every day the demise of the United States, just like this young man in North Korea crying, being seemingly forced to say something, you know, for political purposes. And we're seeing nations that don't respect America anymore. Why? Because America is falling from the rooftop, okay? She's falling from her point of power that she used to be. So now you got nations threatening America. They don't care about America. They're saying, we don't care about you. You're not as powerful as you think you are. You're not as dominant as you think you are. As a matter of fact, we're going to show you. We saw this with Iran that had our soldiers on their knees taking pictures. You know, and so we're seeing the demise of America. And how is that demise happening? From the inside out. I don't have time to go into everything. Our time is limited. But if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you would say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you have accepted Jesus into your heart today, then God bless you. He loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. We will be back on Wednesday for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. It is finished with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Please visit me on my website at www.it-isfinishedwithaned.com. Donate to the cause of this broadcast so that we can come to you full time without having to rush the news that you can use. God bless you. Until next time.